You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You're listening to Disc Order Radio, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
It's 5 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. It's Matt Muse here holding it down. It's always a good day when I can start the show with this tune. It's The Evaporators and Andrew WK. I hate being late when I'm early. CITR 101.9 FM. CITR 101.9 FM. It's Disc Order Radio. It's 5 o'clock. We got some special guests here in the studio, but first I'm going to tell you about that song you just heard. That was The Evaporators, CITR's own Nardwar. That's his punk rock outfit, along with Andrew WK. I hate being late when I'm early. Track from back in 2012. You can see Andrew WK play a DJ set in town later this week at the Vancouver Mural Festival, which sounds really cool. If you head down... It's on Main Street between I think it's 7th and 4th or somewhere around there, the Mount Pleasant area there. Main Street will be closed down. There'll be lots of artists painting murals on buildings that in that area that are otherwise quite unadorned and kind of plain looking. But yeah, you can go check that out, and Andrew WK will be there, which means, you know, Nardwar might be there too, I'm sure. But anyway, yeah, so let's move directly into the show at this point. Over to my left, I've got Disc Order editor. It's Britt Bachman. What's going on, Britt?
Hello. I'm good. I'm happy to be here today.
Excellent. And we also have in the studio, well, Britt, I'll let you take it away at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to give a little introduction before and just really build that suspense for who I've got across from me. Tomorrow evening is Wednesday, August 17th, and at the Telus Garden Building in downtown Vancouver is Space Melt, which is this, it describes itself as a unique brand of genre-bending collaboration. I would describe it as an inter- and multidisciplinary performance event that's always different, always creative. We have the organizers in front of us. Michael Markowski and Sam Davidson are some founders. not all the founders of Space Melt, but some of the founders of Space Melt, and they're here to explain a little bit more about the event. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Perhaps you can introduce yourselves to our listeners. They know the sounds of your voice, and just explain kind of what your creative interest is in this.
Okay, well, my name is Michael Markowski, and I'm a visual artist, and when I'm not performing with Space Melt, I make paintings and drawings and do performative things while making art while traveling through the landscape, like in fighter jet planes and cars. Sort of over the years, this whole Space Melt thing that we've been doing has become a greater and greater part of my life and passion, and so it's really exciting to be here, and I'll turn it over to Sam.
Yeah, and I'm Sam Davidson, and I play clarinet. It's sort of my main thing, and I do a little bit of composing, all sorts of things. But I play in a band called Brassernaut and Skim Milk and a plethora of other side projects and freelance things going on in town and around.
Yeah, and Skim Milk, which is your solo project, was also featured in Discorder last October.
That's right. Thank you, Discorder. Thanks, Britt.
Woo. Thank you to Jasper Rinch, the writer of that piece.
Such a good piece.
You gotta read it. You just gotta.
It is. It's great.
I was kind of laughing as you were describing your practice, yeah. Michael, because beside your bio, I had put extreme situation artist. Like you create visual art in kind of extreme situations.
Yeah.
And I think that's very fitting for also kind of the way that Space Melt itself is structured in that it has this happenings vibe. And I know that it's very influenced by happening. So maybe you guys can explain kind of the history of Space Melt and where it came from.
Maybe I'll just sort of give it even a before Space Melt historical introductions. You just mentioned happenings, and happenings were this thing that happened back in the 1950s and with John Cage and Robert Rauschenberg and Merce Cunningham, who were a musician, artist, and dancer, respectively, and they would get together and have these situations in art galleries and theaters where, you know, they were performing and collaborating with one another, and the audience was often involved in breaking down the barrier between the audience and the performers. And even before that, there was the Dada artists and the Cabaret Voltaire in Switzerland in the turn of the last century, who were kind of doing concrete, abstract poetry, performative things, artists and musicians and writers all gathered together in a room. And I think, so that's kind of like the historical basis for Space Melt. But I'll turn it over to Sam, who, because I sort of joined Space Melt, I was like the last of the three members to form. So I'll let Sam.
Yeah, well, as it happened, we were all doing independent residencies at the Banff Center, which is a really cool spot for any artists of all disciplines in the mountains in Alberta there. And me and Terry Huron, who is the sort of third founding member, she's this fantastic experimental recorderist who's living in Montreal now, originally from Edmonton, worked in Amsterdam for a long time. But we developed a really cool vocabulary just sort of playing our woodwind instruments together, and there's just some great synergy, and we sort of met. Michael was one of these visual artists. Like sometimes the disciplines, like you got the artists in this building, you got the musicians over here, you got the dancers over there, but you know, Michael, for whatever reason, was always hanging out with the musicians. And there was just a few sort of projects that Michael put together with sort of painting and music, and it just kind of formed organically, and we hosted one night event, just a special fun thing. We invited a bunch of other collaborators in, and we just kind of had this happening go on, and that was the beginning of it all.
Mm-hmm. You know? And now it has expanded way beyond that initial night, hosting in the Telus Garden as part of the Vancouver Queer Film Festival, mm-hmm. as well, in partnership with that. And I was kind of wondering, how does the mandate or intention of Space Melt, how does it complement the Vancouver Queer Film Fest, and how did you find that partnership this year?
Well, in terms of the partnership, actually, Shanna Mira, who is the artistic director of the Queer Film Festival, is a friend of mine and had come to many of our previous Space Melts and just always loved it. I think what Space Melt sort of allows, the mandate of Space Melt is that it's just totally inclusive, and we don't really make distinctions about what art or who can be a part of it, and it's a great platform for showcasing anyone from any background of any, you know,
discipline, medium.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the whole idea of queer and queer theory is about blurring boundaries and questioning identities, you know, like on the first surface level, it's about sexual identities, but then it's just, you know, if you take, you start looking at the whole world in a queer way and how you can sort of bend genres together and question, you know, like there's one of the greatest things about Space Melt is bringing people from different disciplines together, whether it's dancers or visual artists, musicians. We've done stuff with karate masters and comedians, mm-hmm. and all sorts of different people. But even just within genres, like having visual artists or who collaborate with different visual artists who ordinarily would never be exhibiting in the same sort of space, or musicians who we were just talking about a couple of all the musicians that we're going to be playing with would never ever have a chance to normally meet, just because the different groups, you know, have different audiences. And so this is a way for people to kind of clash together and, mm-hmm. and even audiences. Like, I think it's one of the neatest thing is we're such an inclusive audience. You have people who are there to see this artist, and you have somebody who's there to see this dancer, and you have people, and they're all sitting side by side, and they're exposed to different things. And when they leave, they're like, wow, like that was super cool. I would never have gone to see that person, but now I'm a big fan of theirs, and you've just exposed me to something completely different.
Yeah, and that's because it's so experiential. Like, I went to a previous one that was at Renegade.
Yep.
Studios, and I remember the twine. There was this situation of people throwing around twine and wrapping each other in twine, and at first you thought the twine was just going to be isolated to the stage area, and it came into the audience, and suddenly audience members are wrapping their neighbors in twine and then throwing the twine to another area of the room, and it really had that quite literal representation of getting everyone involved, of interaction.
Yeah. This is one of the newer developments in the last few years is, I mean, well, there's always been elements of sort of this idea of like disruptive art, and you have an audience like kind of standing around viewing, and but then, you know, a musician kind of has to budge you out of the way to go to where they need to be, because, you know, it's a very fluid environment and a stage, and we sort of noticed that people really liked getting elbowed out of the way, or mm-hmm. like having weird wax sculptures placed on their head while they're watching. And so, like, people like really like this. And, you know, it's for me, it's really about freedom and fun, mm-hmm. to do, you know, whatever you need to do or whatever you want to do. And I think maybe that best fits, you know, the mandate of the Queer Film Festival, is that we're all here. We all should be, you know, enjoying each other's company and having a good time, and not wasting time being judgmental or thinking this or that. It's just, it's open. It's I like to think of it more as like a safe space for art, you know?
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about this program more, but first let's listen to a song. And we're going to listen to Skim Milk. Okay, we're going to listen to Prelude by Skim Milk.
Why'd you set it up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to listen to Prelude by Skim Milk.
Can you tell us about the song?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote it last summer. I broke my elbow riding my bike, and I couldn't work at my job. I was serving in Gaston at the time, and so I just started. I couldn't play clarinet because I had one arm, and so I just started working on this little these little right hand etudes because I like Bach, and it just all kind of came together like that.
All right.
Here's Prelude. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And we're back. That was Prelude by Skim Milk, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Britt Bachman. I'm the editor of Discorder, and I'm filling in today. I'm here with Matt across from me. And our guests today are Sam Davidson and Michael Markowski, and they are some organizers of Space Melt, which is an event happening tomorrow evening as part of the Queer Film Fest. It's happening at the Telus Garden building in the ballroom at the very top floor. Thanks for being on the show today.
Very excited to be here.
So I'm wondering, specifically, we've talked about sort of the essence of Space Melt and how it's always very changing. I was wondering what's happening tomorrow night? What can people expect from the program tomorrow night? Who is performing?
Well, the tagline for Space Melt is no one knows what will happen once the countdown clock starts.
Yes.
And including ourselves. Like basically, with Space Melt, we get all of these super talented people together, throw them into a room, and then we have an experience. We melt the space. So we've got this incredible lineup of people. This is probably our best one ever. So people who have seen Space Melt before are, you know, in for the biggest, most spectacular one. We've got two incredible dancers who are flying out from New York City. They're promoting another film of theirs that's part of the Queer Film Festival. And they've been gracious enough to participate in our show. They are two former dancers, backup dancers of Madonna's Blonde Ambition tour back in the 90s.
And that's Jose Gutierrez and Kevin Stay.
So they're promoting their film Strike a Pose, which sort of chronicles, you know, the whole life and the whole saga of that time. It's a very fascinating story. I'm not going to tell anyone what it is. They should go see the movie. But yeah, so they're renowned choreographers and dancers now. They've been in the industry a long time. So we're completely thrilled to have them. We've...
Very honored. It's amazing.
We're totally honored. We have not met them yet. And other than like a few quick email exchanges, but they were just like, oh yeah, sure, we're in. Like, so
yeah,
they don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen, but we've got an amazing sort of supporting cast. We have Lisa K. Miller, who runs the Now Music Society, doing some piano. We've got Ellen Marple, one of the busiest trombonists in Vancouver.
Just played with Adele.
Yeah, plays at the VSO, the opera, everywhere. And we've got Sabrina Symington, who is an absolutely phenomenal graphic novelist and animator.
Look up lifeofbria.com right now. Like BRIA, Life of Bria. Like amazing drawings, illustrations, like these graphic novels. She draws three pages a week, like for these different comics. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, and we also have Sally Zori, who is a fantastic drummer in town, plays with Queer as Funk, Tomboy Survival Guide, and a lot of other projects. So, you know, what can go wrong? Absolutely nothing. you know, like I like to think, like sometimes when we're sort of preparing, we have some preliminary meetings and we sort of talk about ideas, and I feel like we sort of talk like maybe there's like a big plan, but I feel like it's just like a big placebo for art. It's like an art placebo, and you just, everyone takes the pill and something happens that is different than if we just kind of threw it together out of nowhere. So there's kind of a lot of these mental preparations that we go through that sort of result in something that's really unique in the end.
Well, you know, it's really exciting for the audience, but even more so, I think, for the performers who get on stage and nobody knows what's going to happen, and there's, you know, some people are really freaked out, and then it happens, and in the true spirit of improv, like everybody is there to make each other look good, and so the whole, everybody floats, everything rises to the top, and because everyone's, you know, trying to support one another, and it's just such a, like a really exciting environment. And even though it is like at the heart of this experiment, I think what's unique about Space Melt is that it's also very accessible and exciting for the general audience. You know, like both, I always say that, you know, we've performed at experimental music festivals, and and Come On after people have played an hour of drone guitar, and then we come on and just do our thing, and it blows people away because they're, you know, when people hear experimental art and music, like, you know, they run for the hills. quite frankly, you know, like, I mean, and ours is like a totally different brand of experimental art and music. It's we want to have an exciting, we want to have fun, and we bring people in who are all like great personalities, exciting people to be with, and so that we can give the audience a taste of something completely new. Like, we want people to leave thinking like, what the just happened, right? Like,
good self-bleeping there. Yeah. Love the self-censorship. It's good. So can you purchase tickets? Because I saw that the first round sold out, which is great, to your credit. Well done. Can you purchase tickets at the door, or how do people get in?
I think there will be probably another batch probably released tomorrow, mm-hmm. and there is definitely a quota set aside for pass holders. So mm-hmm. if you are a pass holder through the Queer Film Fest, you know, it's first come, first serve. But yeah, I mean, this is the thing. The last one sold out. This Space Melt's going to sell out. So next time, you got to get those tickets early.
Yeah, so there'll be a standby line probably at mm-hmm. the Telus Gardens building downtown. 510 Georges Street, I think, is the, which itself is an amazing space. It's on literally the penthouse rooftop ballroom of this new building they built in downtown Vancouver, and it'll be the sun will have just set, stars will be out. The you know, you can go out onto the patio and see beautiful view of downtown. It's like, for most people, I've never even been in that building, let alone on top of it, and we're going to be out there performing. It's so that in itself is an awesome mm-hmm. experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure many of our listeners today will want to check it out now.
So. Yeah.
So
I should also say we are actually going to be doing a Space Melt here at UBC in the fall.
Really?
Yeah, we just got one of the Wednesday Noon Hour shows at the School of Music, so that's going to be another, you know, I think that's probably
October
200
19th or
so capacity. So,
oh, wow.
I would, if you're going to be on campus that day, I think it's probably $4 or something like that.
Well, that's great too, because Sam is a UBC alum.
It's my 10-year victory lap.
Wow.
Coming back home.
Just paid off my loan like last month. Like, my undergrad is like clear. Like, let's do this.
That is awesome. I had no idea about that second show, yeah. But that's great. We'll probably ask you a lot more questions about it closer to the day.
Cool.
So just to recap, tomorrow's Space Melt is happening. That is Wednesday, August 17th at 9:40.
Yeah, doors open at 9:15, and it'll start with a mystery, and we're not going to give anything away, but it will be an experience.
It could even start when you're standing in line.
Mm-hmm.
No more.
But it might
no more
not.
Hints.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's go out on another track.
This is actually one of the original Space Melt tracks that we recorded in Banff with Will Howie, who is a fantastic engineer, who is another UBC alumni, actually, and he's going to be at the show as well. I forgot to mention him. He's playing guitar at the show and just bringing his general good vibes. So he recorded this. This is me and Terry. Obviously, you can't hear Michael's art, but you were in the room.
I was there.
Spirit is there. And it's with our buddy, a great saxophonist from Toronto, Danny Orr. So you can hear this, maybe a little bit of that original synergy that we all had back then.
Excellent. Thank you. You are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Rogue Folk Club and BC Entertainment Hall of Fame proudly presents the Special Pioneer Awards in order to celebrate those who represent artistic excellence in British Columbia. This year's inductees are folk musician Linda McRae and longtime CITR programmer Steve Edge. The awards ceremony and concert will feature performances from Fat Beckman and Linda McRae. The event will take place on September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at St. James Hall. Tickets will be sold for $24 each.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come out to Dance Sport BC's Summer Dance Series. Starting June 24th to September 2nd, there will be free lessons, shows, and social dancing from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. every Friday under the domes at Robson Square. Everyone is welcome. No partner experience is required. There will be lessons for beginners and shows put on by dance professionals and local dance schools. For more information, visit their website at dancesportbc.com.
This is Nashland. You are listening to Discorder Radio 101.9 CITR.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Just beneath its skin, a story untold. Let it burst apart from the scarlet-given mold. When it all dissolves, will the memories be all? When you're behind bars, stealing your road. I'm
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was a wicked new track from Vancouver's own Hannah Epperson. That one's called Story, and then in parentheses, Amelia. And that is going to be on her brand new upcoming debut LP called Upsweep. Yeah, she's released, you know, singles here and there. She's been on the scene for a while. She's lived in New York, Berlin, but she calls Vancouver her home. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that album because she hasn't had, despite all of her years of music making, she hasn't had a full LP out yet. And it's happening. And if they're all as cool as that, it'll be a banging album. Look for that soon. I'm going to post that video on our Facebook and Twitter later because it's super cool. All right. Yeah, thanks again for the Space Melt folks for joining us, and Britt for rocking that interview. Sounds like a good time. So, yeah, right before that Hannah Epperson track, we heard a live recording from one of the Space Melt events. You can go check that out down at the Telus building downtown. Sounds like a good time. But since we had that interview, you know what we haven't done yet in the show? That's the countdown, the charts. And I know you are dying to hear what is making the rounds on CITR this week. Interestingly enough, it's all Vancouver all the time in the top five. I think the top six or seven are all Vancouver acts this week, which is good to see. We've got some names that are familiar to listeners of the show, of course. Number five, it's No Sinner with their new album Old Habits Die Hard. Real blues rock, gritty female vocal type situation. It's good. Check it out. Adrian Teacher and the Subs down to number four with Terminal City. We heard them on the show last week. Very, very Vancouver-centric album. And then Supermoon with their new record Playland. They're at number three. Jay Arner still kicking around. He's at number two with his album J2. And we may hear from him later in the show. But at number one, these guys, we heard them last week, but they're number one now. It's Lai. I hope I'm saying that right. Lai. They've got an album, Truth or Consequences, pardon me. And we're going to hear the title track from that right now on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. It's Truth or Consequences by Lai, coming in at number one on the charts. Check it out. We'll be right back.
this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That's a band called Tough Customer. That's a track. The track title is 4 question marks. I'm not really sure how to pronounce that. So we'll go with something like that. I don't know. That was a little Tim Allen for my taste, but sorry about that. Anyway, it's Tough Customer. That's a track from The Worst Demo, according to them. It's a cassette that you can track down on their Bandcamp for more sort of, I don't know, post-punky kind of stuff. Much like the band that we heard before, Lai, post-punk. It's all the rage right now. So the reason why we're playing Tough Customer, of course, is that if you head down to the Cobalt on Friday, that's this Friday, August 19th, you can see Freak Heat Waves, Soft S, and Tough Customer. You can check them out down at the Cobalt. That'll be a cool show. That's on our calendar of events in your summer issue of Discorder, which is winding down. We've only got that's already the 19th. That's crazy. We've only got 2 more shows left for you in August through this massive double issue packed full of content. I don't know how we're going to get through it all. We spend so much time talking to great interview guests and hyping great shows. But yeah, speaking of great shows, there's one going on tonight that you can check out down at the Biltmore. Great place to go see some tunes. There's a band from Toronto by the name of Weaves. They're in town. And opening up for them is our very own Jay Arner, along with a Joe Passid, I guess you'd say that. Joe Past sounds wrong. Let's go with Joe Passid and Jay Arner opening up for Weaves. And I hadn't heard Weaves before, but I checked them out. They're really cool. Kind of like a very arty pop kind of thing, like something like maybe like Dirty Projectors or something like that. But yeah, some cool, weird art popness, of course, with Jay Arner, who's also kind of some weird art popness too. So you can go check that out at the Biltmore tonight. But right now, let's hear from Weaves. This is a track from their self-titled EP. It's called Buttercup on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just fine. Back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorda Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Only hunt blackulas.
Oh, so you only hunt African-American vampires?
No, sometimes I hunt British vampires. They don't have African-Americans in England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point.
So I hunt blackulas.
Well, I was just trying to be...
Man, I specialize in hunting black vampires. I don't know what the PC name for that is.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Jay Arner, who you can catch opening for that band that we heard just before Jay Arner, Breathes, down at the Biltmore tonight. That was a song called Like a Dracula, which I really love when Dracula is used as a like a singular, just multiple Draculas. And I couldn't help throwing in that little clip from Venture Bros to set it up there with Jefferson Twilight. That's just a silly moment on a silly TV show that this song makes me think of. So yeah, we're wrapping up the show. It's been a jam-packed show. We've lots of chat about Space Melt, lots of tunes, and a couple of video premieres. Speaking of video premieres, you may remember a bunch of months ago, we actually, Sarah Jickling was in for an interview about her success in the tribute show world, and she debuted this song. First time it was ever played on the airwaves was on this show, Discord or Radio, and she's got a video up for it now, a really great video. And very heartfelt too. There's a story behind it that you can check out on her Facebook and Twitter. Basically, the images, there's sort of two images of her. There's one of her as the sort of quirky, in her words, adorkable pop singer that she was in her band, the O'Wells, contrasted with these images of a hospital patient with smeared makeup. And she says that is inspired by her reflection that she saw when she was in the hospital after an overdose, which sounds dark, but she says it's actually an uplifting song. And yeah, it's called Valentine, which you've heard on the show, but I'm going to play it again because there's this brand new video that you should check out, which I'll probably also post on our social media later in the week. Flex Your Head, the Flex Your Head show is coming up next. Steve's to Mike. He's got all of your punk rock and hardcore needs on lock as usual. But for right now, it's Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck with Valentine on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll see you next week.
They say love can do anything, but it will never fix me. I still need a doctor and a lot of therapy. No, you are not my lithium. You are not my Prozac. But when you come over, you are my July summer sunshine on my back. And that calm voice soothes me like an ice pack. Don't laugh, no, I really mean that. You change me and you motivate me. The pills and the side effects, in spite of the panic attacks, you don't need to fight the dark inside of me. Don't worry, it's my responsibility. And sometimes I feel like I can't get it up, but I always do. Yeah, I always get. You're never gonna cure me, you're not my new religion. But in you I found something good to believe in. Oh, you are not my white knight, you are not my lifeboat. But you are my best friend, just when I thought I was alone. You were beside me, I felt weak at my knees. Fingers woven mine till I was asleep, trust me. I am still a train wreck without a steady paycheck. And I know you hate to watch me struggle, and you hate when I'm in trouble, but you don't need. You.